Hello again, I'm Matthew Lee, the editor of The Campaigner. We have another little audio morsel for you. Last weekend, Global Game Jam was held all over the world. A game designer and sort of official, sort of unofficial field reporter, Alex Dake, was at the event. He took some time out of his busy schedule designing games to briefly talk with another game jammer, Ben Sherry. Let's hear Alex talking to Ben now.
Hey there, this is Alex for The Campaigner, and I'm sitting here with...
Ben Sherry.
And where are you from, Ben?
I'm from Sydney originally, but now from Melbourne.
Okay. Where are we come today?
Well, we're in the Swinburne Institute of Technology, University of Technology.
And we're doing?
Global Game Jam. This
and what's that
day.
About?
Global Game Jam is a huge... weekend of making games with people that you've never met before or maybe met once or twice. You go from absolutely no idea on what you're going to make, you're given a theme, and then within 48 hours you've made a game and are playing it.
Have you managed to do that?
Yes, twice.
What have you made?
Well, we made two games, both of them non-digital games. The first is Toil and Trouble. And the second is Fizzpig.
They both sound very interesting.
I like to think so. So Toil and Trouble's a game about summoning a witchly god to give you extra power, and you have to do that in a semi-cooperative, semi-antagonistic method for five players. It's all about checking out each other's cards and moving strategically around a pentagram in the center. The second game, Fizzpig, is about summoning a greater demon to destroy existence. But unfortunately, the demon can only be summoned through ridiculous interpretive dance. And to make matters worse, he has a habit of warping the people who are doing the dance. So you have to do it whilst performing silly perversions, which make it more difficult.
That sounds like a hell of a lot of fun.
It appears to be.
Is this your first game jam?
It is.
It is your first game jam?
My first global game jam.
And would you come again?
Definitely, definitely. I'm already planning how I'm going to survive next year.
Those two games, they sounded very witchcrafty and summony. Why was that?
So the theme this year was ritual with an exclamation mark at the end. So we had to come up with something based around this theme. We could interpret it however we wanted, but we wanted to do it pretty literally. The arcane nature of rituals are what everyone thinks first and foremost. So we took that very obvious idea and then built fun mechanics around what you would normally do. So it's an obvious idea with weird implementation.
That's awesome. So overall, you had a top-notch weekend?
Very much so.
Out of 10?
Out of 10? Or I would say 8 out of 10, only failing because I'm currently exhausted.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Ben. And this is Alex with The Campaigner and Ben Sherry.
That was Alex Dake talking to Ben Sherry during this year's Global Game Jam. You can keep up to date with all the latest on the Game Jam, as well as check out some of the games from this year on the Global Game Jam website at globalgamejam.org. Thanks for listening. Alex can be found on Facebook at Blue Room Games. You can check out tabletop game news on the Campaigner website at thecampaignermagazine.com, as well as download or order print copies of each issue. You can also find The Campaigner on Facebook and Twitter. Until next time, bye!